Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, before we get into Take-A-Mania, a quick shout-out to our friend Toro, mascot for the Houston Texans. He is in candidacy right now for the Mascot Hall of Fame. You can go vote for him. MascotHallOfFame.com. Toro is a big listener to Payne and Pendergast. When I see Toro...
Never calls, though.
Well, he's a
long-time listener, never caller.
He never, never calls in.
We say a lot of nice things about him. He never said one nice thing about us. But still, yeah, he has retweeted us at times and what have you.
He likes the show. That's how we ascertain he likes the show. but for real, Toro is up for the Mascot Hall of Fame. So a reminder, our good friend Toro, who's given us so many laughs and so many memories, and nobody gets after it on game day like Toro does.
Mascot, nobody puts himself in peril for you.
That's true, man. Are you kidding me?
Quite like Toro.
He might have fear of heights. He's putting himself in fear of, at the very least, just bad headspace, having to come down from those high rafters that he does sometimes.
I would have to be so drunk to do that. Yeah, I would be the drunkest mascot in the league.
Ain't enough alcohol for me to do that, man. So, yeah. So for all the risks he takes, all the laughs he's given you, and for how much he loves this station and this show, MascotHallOfFame.com. Voting goes till May 24th. You can vote once a day. So go do it. Let's go get Toro in the Mascot Hall of Fame. All right. Take-A-Mania this week. Every week, we have challengers that try to take down the current champion. The current champion for a week now, he won the title last week, was Andrew Perloff of the Infinity Sports Network, co-host of Maggie and Perloff. This was his take the day after Steph Curry pulled his hamstring in game one of the Minnesota series, the Western Conference second round. Andrew Perloff, who may have never pulled a hamstring in his life based on this take.
You guys don't think that Curry has any chance to come back from this? I mean, we've all had little hamstring pulls. They're
the
tough.
Amount that he runs and how right. he has to move throughout a game, I don't
What are you talking about? He goes from the top of the three-point line on one side to the top of the three-point line on the other.
Constantly moving.
That cannot be further from
moving on offense is easy. Moving on, I mean, they'll hide him on defense. All he has to do is hit a bunch of threes.
Ask Reggie Miller and Klay Thompson, guys who do that stuff, the kind of conditioning they do. It's grueling. It's like that is very hard. It's terribly hard on the defenders to cover those guys because they're in better shape than them.
As a former big man in high school, I'll tell you right now, the guards don't do crap. They're running 40 yards.
Give me a break.
And Steph, running on offense doesn't count. It doesn't, anybody can run around and get a shot.
He was like the most well-conditioned guy in the NBA because of all the stuff he did off the ball. Like,
holy cannoli.
This could not be more wrong.
Well, regardless, though, I mean, I think like he can be effective in a different way because he can hit his shot. Like, he's... A hamstring injury will, like, if it's Ja Morant and he has an injury, as we saw, that's bad. But Steph can be effective a little bit, right? Like, you still have to watch out for Steph. I don't care if he has one functional leg.
All right.
So, as it would turn out, they did not run Steph Curry out there on a peg.
They did not.
Be a catch and shoot guy.
I'm watching highlights of the Celtics and the Knicks on the TV in our studio right now, getting mad at that take. I'm like, I'm watching the game of basketball, and I'm going,
you're
that
watching
is the
guys
worst.
Run around just, on offense.
Yeah. This is a horrible take. As if,
hey, set a screen for him. He can just hobble his way behind the screen. There you go.
I mean, if he just
simple
hits some,
as that.
He just hits some threes. That's all he's got to do.
Easy. peasy. Oh, it's such God. A bad. I felt okay. Now you listen to that show a lot more than I do.
Yeah.
Does their producer jump in a lot on the conversations?
EJ, or the other EJ, male voice.
He was the guy that was saying you couldn't be more wrong about this. Okay.
He's a regular voice on that show.
He is? Oh, okay. Yeah. It would be even better if he hardly ever speaks, but he had to jump in on
that. Right, right. Like if Ben jumped in on one of our takes.
No.
Ben doesn't like being on air, but there's times where he either has to correct me three times a show, or like there's something that he knows that we don't that he'll jump in. But by and large, if Ben jumped in with that and like and was that verbose about it,
you know, it's a bad.
I would know like, oh, I really screwed this
I messed up. Yeah. All right. So let's get to the challengers here. That's the champ. That's going to be tough to take down. And I love seeing the text.
It's
so weigh in.
Especially because he brought up his high school sports career. Yeah, I think he was just kind of joking with that side of it, but still, it made it really bad.
Holy text message. Holy bleep. That's my first time hearing that take. That's bad. Someone said that on the text page.
Especially Rockets fans especially know how bad that take
is.
Yes. They see exactly how Steph
Chris
Curry
gets.
And he's not even getting open half the time.
No.
He's like running around all over the place so he can be 40 foot from the rim and shoot it falling away.
Falling away, needing to create space by using his legs. All right, so here are the challengers. This is Mike Greenberg. This is audio we played yesterday, in fact, on the show.
Yeah.
We like the idea of an NFL draft lottery. That's not the bad take. Seth and I both espoused that idea on our show, same day Greenberg did. But it's why the NFL should have a draft lottery, that why this gets the stamp of take-a-mania from Payne and Pendergast.
The thing about the lottery is it's a good idea. Tanking is a scourge. It is the worst thing in sports. Losing should never be incentivized. The NFL has always strived for parity. It's a great idea. It has served them well. But the trouble is, as their season has gotten longer, the bottom is starting to fall out of that a little. Last year, 10 teams won less than 30% of their games. That was the most ever. Six of those teams won less than 25%. That's the most since 1926. Teams are throwing in the towel. That's exacerbated by the 17th game. Soon there's going to be an 18th, and I'm all for that. But this problem will only get worse. For example, this past year, the Browns fielded a roster so non-competitive in Week 18, they were 20.5-point underdogs to Baltimore, and the Ravens covered. The ping pong balls are the answer.
Okay,
so this is the problem. The part at the end is where it annoyed me, because the whole time he's rallying against tanking, and I agree with him largely about tanking being bad, except that very few people right now think that the NFL has a tanking problem.
Yeah.
The Titans didn't go out last. The Titans, the Browns, the Giants, the Patriots, the Jaguars, none of those teams, those are the five worst teams in the NFL last year, none of those teams from the outset went into the season like the 2013 Astros.
Right.
It just wasn't. It's not an issue. If you really hate the way the last two games go, perhaps, or the end of the season, where teams will do like a mini tank on the margins of things.
Yeah.
The Bears a couple years ago when they tanked the last game and
pulled
the
all their
did not.
Starters at halftime of the game.
And to be clear, it's always the management, not the players themselves.
Correct.
We know that. Don't bother texting and correcting us on this.
That's right.
So, like the Jets were the Jets were one of those 10 teams. The Jets weren't tanking.
Right.
They were just a bad football team.
Yeah.
Do you think the Panthers were tanking with their second? The Panthers already had the quarterback they had drafted to not be a bad football team. That's why it's such a stupid take. And yet, it's not nearly as bad as Perloff's take.
No, So Perloff kicks out.
Sean, that's the worst part of it. He brings up the 10 worst teams. The Bears, the Panthers, the Jets, the Jaguars, the Patriots, those are teams that already had their quarterback.
Yes.
You know, those are teams that there's no question about those quarterbacks. Like, the guy that they would have tanked for, they already had the guy, the young player on their team.
Yeah.
Some of whom they had just drafted that year. That's an awful. I'm almost talking myself into voting.
Well,
Perloff's was way too
Perloff's is worse. The thing that sucks about Greenberg's take is the overall take is good. You and I both like an NFL draft lot. Well, it's good in our opinion. There's a lot of people that hate the idea of the whole thing. But yeah, he took a good idea and he just threw a bad take in after it. All right, this one is Boomer Esiason yesterday during one of the Infinity Sports Network sports minutes that run on this show. You guys know they run at the top of every hour. 90% of them are about things that nobody in Houston cares about, but they are what they are, right?
Every now and then you get like a minor league hockey in New Jersey.
Happy birthday to this guy. Yeah.
It's basically like, remember in Sports Illustrated, the faces in the crowd?
Yes.
Is that what it was? Yeah. It's kind of like that, except done on national radio and in a prime drive time spot.
That's
Thanks
right.
a lot. Thanks, Boomer.
So Boomer Esiason, and they're done by all kinds of people with the network. We get the ones during our show that Boomer Esiason does. The irony of Boomer Esiason having the first name Boomer when he gives a take like this one.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Can't get enough of the NFL these days, folks? Well, if you want access to every game in 2025, you start with YouTube TV at $564 and Sunday Ticket at $522. Throw in Peacock, Netflix, Amazon Prime, and ESPN Plus. Now you're at $1,515 with taxes and fees, or about $84 per week. Oh, it's going to be an expensive 2025. I'm Boomer Esiason.
This is a bad take because it's a lazy, alarmist, hyperbolic take about the cost of streaming NFL games. Yes, they're on a bunch of different platforms these days.
Yes.
But nobody's telling you you've got to keep it for a year. Half of the ones he just named, I'm on, I know already anyways, because I like watching other things on those, you know, Peacock and Amazon. Yeah. I like watching other things on there.
Well, some of them too. The problem is he adds your base cable subscription. Like if you're using YouTube TV, that's what you have to have if you want to watch every single game, because to get NFL Sunday Ticket, you have to have YouTube TV.
Yeah.
So, like, that's if you want to watch every single, all 256 games in the NFL, yes, that is a premium thing. Mm-hmm. But even to watch the games in your local, you're going to have a cable provider or DirecTV or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
So, like, that's you throw that in there, and it's as well as watching everything else that comes on those
Great
channels.
Great point.
This is the problem. This is, honestly, people think I'm joking when I say this. Like, sports talk radio, we are held to a higher standard than, say, political discussion or political talk, because we get called on our BS all the time.
Yeah.
So this feels like a politician stacking the deck and throwing a bunch of numbers out there, and then just, you know, and it looks like a convincing case. No, we get fact-checked on our stuff. People don't vote for us just because they like us.
The only people that it costs... People don't vote for us. The only people that it costs the dollar amount Boomer is putting in there are people who don't have at all any subscriptions to begin with, have no cable television, and who are lazy about canceling subscriptions. That's the only people that it costs that much.
You can still watch on with your antenna television all the local games, even on those even on the streaming ones for the locals. So,
and
but still not nearly as bad as Perloff.
Not as bad as Perloff, no.
No.
All right, here we go. Okay, two more.
At least he was saying things that are at least kind of factually true.
Kind of.
So, whereas Perloff was just way off.
Exactly. All right, two more here. Jared Greenberg is a sideline reporter for TNT. He was giving a report before Cleveland and Indiana game five the other night, where Cleveland got run off the floor in their own building. They got destroyed. They lost the game. They lose the series. Jared Greenberg, though, shared an anecdote before the game about Max Strus, the Cleveland shooting guard, who sent a group text. So it's not Greenberg who's getting killed here. It's really Strus via Greenberg. Here is the anecdote shared before that game.
A group text message was sent out to every single Cavalier player from Max Strus. Strus said simply, "If you don't believe, then don't show up for work." Strus said this morning that he doesn't think this group is done.
Okay. A, they were done. They got beat. And B, Max Strus went 0-for-9 from the field in that game. Didn't score from the field in that game.
Max Strus,
big talker. Big talker.
I can't fault him for giving that. I mean, now it's like, if you don't believe, don't show up. He went extra hardo on it and then didn't show up. It reminds me, I don't know what movie this is from, but I've seen it on Twitter. It's a guy, it's a soldier who gives this big motivational speech how they're going to overcome the odds. And then he turns and takes one step, and this giant dinosaur tail wipes him off the face of the earth.
That's
like just into oblivion. Like, this dinosaur tail hits him. So I think they're about to fight dinosaurs. And it sends him off into like a cliff a half mile away where it splatters in blood.
That's Strus. That is Strus. Bad take by Strus. Probably an ill-advised text if you know how the thing ends up playing out.
His heart was in the right place.
His heart was in the right place. Perloff kicks out of this one at one, probably, right? This isn't even close to Perloff. Yeah. Perloff, still the champ. All right, last one here. Appropriate that this is an NBA lottery take. I feel like the NBA lottery has gotten a lot of run this week. This was Mad Dog Russo on the Dan Patrick Show talking about the lottery. As we all know, the lottery this year wound up with Philly picking at 3, San Antonio picking at 2, Dallas picking at 1, all teams that bucked the trend of where they should have finished if the probabilities went in actual order, right? Like Dallas should have been picking 12th. They won the lottery. They're picking first. That's how lotteries work. Here was Mad Dog Russo with just a bad take about the NBA lottery.
I understand they're so worried about tanking, but Danny, isn't there something wrong when Utah, Washington, and Charlotte can't win the freaking lottery or don't have a chance to get the top three picks? Isn't that wrong in sports? And I understand they're worried about these teams with 20 games to go not caring, which is an indictment in itself. But isn't it time maybe we pass on the lottery and give those worst teams the best chance to get the one pick? Why don't we just do the lottery with the 3 or 4 worst records and not include Dallas or Houston? Well, that was a trade, but you know what I'm saying. To give the worst teams the chance to get, I mean, really? I mean, that is a little rough.
Okay, I guarantee you at some point throughout the years that Mad Dog Russo was complaining about, pre-lottery, complained about teams losing.
The tanking and the losing, and in non-lottery sports,
complaining about the tanking and the losing. What do you mean they didn't have a chance at it? They had a chance. They had a 14% chance, a 40% chance of landing in the top three. They didn't. The ping pong ball spoke.
You don't want to reward the intentionally bad teams, Mad Dog. This is the problem. Yeah. You don't want to reward the teams that are intentionally bad by giving them, which is exactly the invitation that you're giving if you only allow the 2 or 3 or 4 worst teams.
He literally said, shouldn't they have a chance? They had a chance. Yeah. You have a chance to win the actual lottery, Mad Dog Russo. It's a 1 in 8 jillion chance or whatever it is.
I'm going to play the lottery this week. I do it about once or twice a year.
Yeah.
I just like the thrill of it. I don't have a gambling problem like you do. So I just I'll go out and pay my $2 or whatever it is for Mega Millions and just... and it's fun. It's fun for a couple days.
So you should really get that rush every hour like I do. Sure. Is there a horse race going on right now? Ben, pull it up on the monitor in here.
Of all my vices, I'm glad that I never succumbed to gambling because that would be a...
I'm glad I did.
I'd have been broke 19 times over.
So is that Mad Dog take as bad as Perloff right
there? Oh, no. Yeah, I wasn't even going to deliver a judgment on it. It still wasn't as bad.
This is as definitive a champion as we've had.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since Cataldi.
It's just because Perloff was so wrong and just kept hammering it and doubling down on it. And he kind of hedged at the end where and said, well, maybe he could just at least shoot or something. But even that was way, way wrong.
Yep. All right. Bad take by the league that I will get to. Non-audio. So congratulations, Perloff. Still the champion of Take-A-Mania. We'll send you a belt.
We'll explain that. Ross Tucker, who inspired the Take-A-Mania segment to begin with, we're going to have him on next week. He just said that he could come on.
Oh, good.
And we'll make sure he knows that like his bad take was all in fun because it wasn't even a sports bad take.
Right.
All the ensuing champions have been bad sports takes.
Yes.
Ross, we'd be hard-pressed to find somebody that would even qualify as an entrant in Take-A-Mania with your actual sports takes.
That's right. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, he did have a – some of his bad takes were he said that Taylor Swift is definitively a better musical artist than Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
That was not a popular take.
And a lot of people worked up with that one. No, it was not. It was a good job. Good job getting engagement there, Ross. All right, another bad take from the league in the aftermath of the schedule release. And did the Texans get a steal on day three of the draft? Somebody who really liked the Texans draft really likes one of the picks that we've not really talked about much on this show. We'll get to that coming up next. Payne and Pendergast with you. We just got done doing Take-A-Mania. This one doesn't really qualify, but I wanted to point it out because I pointed it out when it happened. And this will probably be the last of the schedule release crumbs. You know, the schedule release was Wednesday night. But I was mad when this happened. When the NFL sent me a schedule release reminder last week, like, hey, just a reminder, we're 4 days away from the schedule release, and they sent a nice zippy little graphic with five different NFL players on it to remind me and kind of whet the palate of football. Like, oh, yeah, look at these guys. That's right, man. Seeing Patrick Mahomes in this graphic? That's right, Mahomes. He's the greatest of this era. Jalen Hurts was in the graphic. Josh Allen, reigning MVP. Jared Goff, been to a Super Bowl. Really good quarterback. Who's this fifth one here? Who's that? Oh, it's Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence was the fifth quarterback on their graphic. Trevor Lawrence, who's not done squat in the NFL, won a playoff game against the Chargers, which really, I mean, does that really count a big comeback against the Chargers? Everybody beats the Chargers in the playoffs. We know that. The Texans beat them last year. I love the fact, Seth, that the NFL sent out a graphic with these five guys on it, like, hey, schedule release coming up. Superstars. Remember, these are the faces that you're going to see all year. And then the NFL themselves released the schedule. Mahomes, 7 primetime games. Jalen Hurts, 6 primetime games. Jared Goff and Josh Allen, 5 primetime games apiece. Trevor Lawrence, the fifth face on that graphic. I don't know why I'm so agitated about this, but he has one primetime game. Dude, the graphic you sent out to get us ready for the schedule release, one of the quarterbacks you have is barely even on the schedule that we care about.
Yeah, the thing about the Jaguars and Trevor Lawrence is, okay, well, that's he's got Travis Hunter now, and you pair him up with Brian Thomas, and boy, that's quite a duo.
Fireworks.
I think that the part that, and this is where it's awesome that the Jaguars selected him, because they did the classic thing that you're doing something that breaks the mold, and whenever you do that, to trade up that aggressively for a guy who you're not exactly sure, okay, how much he's going to play both sides of the ball, but like you're trading up because he is that special type of dude. You wouldn't have traded up for him if he was just a wide receiver.
Right.
Like in this class, if he was just a wide receiver, he's not that good a wide receiver prospect. And this, he probably might have been the best wide receiver in this class if he was only a wide receiver, but it's debatable.
Yeah.
So you're trying to break the mold. And you know my rule about that. Whenever you go that far outside the bell curve, you're either a genius or you're an idiot.
Oh,
so it could go one way or the other on this.
Let it be idiot.
You're either a genius or an idiot.
Oh.
So, Trevor Lawrence has no excuses. And Liam Cohen has no excuses. The organization has no excuses if you don't actually get the best version of Trevor Lawrence this year.
It is an indicator of failure. Like I know it's the schedule and it's primetime games and it's very subjective and the Dallas Cowboys have as many primetime games as anybody not named the Chiefs. I get that. Like there is a a glitz factor to it. But when they drafted Trevor Lawrence, if you told the Jags when they drafted Trevor Lawrence in 2021 that, A, he would be on his third coach by the time year five rolled around, he'd be on his second GM by the time year five rolled around, and he would be in one primetime game heading into his fifth year, but you would still be paying him $55 million a year.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you told him that 5 years ago, be like, okay, what in the hell happened? That, like, there's a disconnect here. He's being paid like a franchise quarterback. He's being treated like he's J.P. Lossman by the TV, right. You know, by the TV right. executives, you know?
Yeah, that's, so that's, they're Glad in the division. So we get to see it
yes.
twice a year.
Yes.
We get to see it early, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch.
Should be.
I wish, and as I've said before, I really, really like Travis Hunter. He seems like, everything you want in a football player.
Yep.
But unfortunately, he went within the division. So now I have to root for his failure.
Yeah, man. Sorry about it. You know, we got our own things to think about, Travis. All right. So yeah, I don't know why that's got me so agitated, but it does. I need more important things to agitate me. Here's Todd McShay. Todd McShay, who it feels like has talked about almost every Texans draft pick now, singularly on his podcast. Like
he really likes the he seems to have a deep appreciation for Nick Caserio.
Yeah,
because they're of the same mind. And when it comes to the guys that the Texans drafted,
big time.
So now don't go back and looking for all of McShay's old bad takes.
Right. Just trust us on this. Yeah.
Just focus on the positive. Yeah.
Here's McShay talking about Texans seventh round pick, tight end out of Iowa, Luke Lachey.
Luke Lachey, tight end. Houston Texans. They had a really good draft. Luke Lachey, if Lachey didn't get injured and it didn't set his career back at Iowa, I think he could have been a day two pick.
Yeah. And the scheme too, by the way. Remember, he's playing in a – they want to take the air out of the football.
Yes.
This is not a scheme where you're going to get the Arroyo kind of featured routes and targets or any of that stuff. He is – you better run block if you're going to play at Iowa, man.
And, like, the ankle injury, had surgery, it was setback, terrible quarterback play, scheme, all of it. And even if it wasn't for the medical and some of the concern, like, I still thought he could go, like, fourth, fifth. He went seventh late. So, obviously, the medical set him back a little bit, too. But this is a smart upside selection because you're talking about a 6'5" guy who is tracking to potentially be a day two pick at tight end, who has the ability that you see, who had a 35-inch vertical jump, by the way, Mensch, tied for fourth in the tight ends, 10-foot broad jump, tied for sixth. I Tyler Higbee was kind of the comp that I gave him when studying him on tape. Ooh.
All right, so there you go. Tyler Higbee, whose name has actually come up a fair amount since they hired Nick Caley, because Caley was the tight ends coach in Los Angeles with the Rams. And Tyler Higbee, to McShay's point, is a late round pick who turned into a pretty good NFL tight end.
No, as far as like the explosiveness side of things, he's got that. They cited the broad jump and the vertical jump. But then like in the shuttle drills, if we're just talking about combine drills, you wonder, okay, how much of that is just him as an athlete because he didn't do as well as those versus how much of him recovering from his injury. He's not George Kittle athletically.
No.
But obviously, then George Kittle wasn't a high draft pick, but came out of Iowa and can do the blocking part of it really well. There's a lot of intrigue there just because unlike Cade Stover, he's the opposite of Cade Stover. Cade Stover only played 2 years of tight end in college and wasn't doing it at a place like Iowa where you're expected to be like a traditional tight end. So yeah, there's intriguing upside there. I'm not ready to just, you know, slam dunk say, oh yeah, it's nothing but a given. Iowa tight end. There you go. He's gonna be a Hall of Famer.
No.
The Texans have already had C.J. Fedorowicz as an Iowa tight end.
He had
one really good season where he had 60-so receptions or so, but he had concussion issues.
Concussion issues were what got him. Yeah, and a seventh-round pick. It's tough to make the team as a seventh-round pick. I will say this. If there's a position that I'm getting drafted at in the seventh round, I'm trying to make the Houston Texans, I feel like tight end is a makeable room. I feel like tight end is a makeable room right now with a new OC who's got a bit of a tight end background, who's coming in with a blank slate. Look, Dalton Schultz isn't going anywhere just based on his contract, if nothing else. I think the team really likes Cade Stover. And after that, I know they brought back Brevin Jordan for another year, but Brevin Jordan's coming off an ACL, and it's not like Brevin Jordan was Travis Kelce or anything before. I mean, made some plays, but I mean, Brevin Jordan himself is a former day three pick who's been oft injured in his time here. I think tight end, like if you show out at tight end in training camp, I think he can make this a really interesting conversation at the back end of that room. And maybe he makes it enough of a conversation where that's a room where they keep an extra guy, you know?
Another just in the and kind of looking at Iowa tight ends, and I wanted to look at Luke Lachey versus George Kittle at the combine and what have you. And Kittle was very explosive as well, like 98th percentile in broad jump, 94th percentile in 40-yard dash amongst tight ends.
Yeah.
But just like Jalen Noel, Texans draft pick, tiny hands.
And it has not hindered him.
Kittle was in the 11th percentile of hand size.
You know who
Kittle
loves that?
Get it together.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So 11th is okay. 11th is bad, right? Like 11th is okay. That's at the bad end of it. Oh, okay. Poor Mrs. Kittle. Oh, that's too bad. So there you go. Luke Lachey, seventh
Or good for her too. You know, like maybe some. You know,
depends on what she
some
likes.
Women prefer whatever. Yeah,
yeah, depends on what she likes. Yeah.
Most women don't actually want the 99th percentile.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Somewhere around 50th, you know.
Women really want the 99th percentile, but not nearly as many as social media would have you believe.
Let's do a power ranking of the women that want the 99th percentile. Hey, the Belichick-Strahan interview is in the books. I'm looking at the video right now. The full interview is up on Good Morning America's Twitter page. And it looks like some people have put out what I don't know if this is the money exchange or the money quote, but you can cash your ticket about, and we'll have the audio. That's why I say this. I sent you the tweet with this audio. We'll have it for you in the next segment. Give Ben a chance to grab it. He did ask about Jordan Hudson. Strahan did. That's all I'll say. He did ask about Jordan Hudson. Yeah. So we'll
put nothing that's viral or anything. Like the response wasn't anything yet. That's
I'm only looking at a transcript of the conversation. Well, that'll be the tease. You know.
That'll be the tease. Yeah.
Well, if you want to hear what Belichick had to say when Michael Strahan asked him about personal relationships. We'll have that for you coming up in the next segment. So the interview is out. Belichick, by the way, if you're looking to cash tickets on what he wore, went with a dark blue suit, baby blue button-down shirt, collared shirt with a dark blue tie.
So I was right about him wearing a suit, at
yes,
least.
Yes, he's wearing a suit.
I wasn't right about the tie color. I thought he was going to wear a baby blue tie.
Got the baby
wearing
blue shirt,
wearing a baby
shirt,
blue
though.
Shirt.
Yeah.
I'll have to see what exactly, if it looks like exactly UNC's colors or not. Because, a blue collared shirt with a suit.
Yeah.
That just sounds like he's going to work at Ernst & Young.
It's not as deep a dark. It's not as deep a light blue as the Carolina blue is. It is light blue, but it's your normal.
Poor school spirit, Belichick. Yeah. Bad job by you.
Better than wearing.
Did he have a pin? I thought he would have a Tar Heels pin on.
I mean, look. Nope. No Tar Heels pin. No Tar Heels pin. Does he even want to be at North Carolina?
Does he even care?
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. All right, so what did Belichick say when Michael Strahan asked him about his personal relationships? We'll have that for you, and we'll get you ready for the weekend. Find out what the guys on In the Loop got going on. We'll do that coming up next. Seth, we were talking about the lottery a couple segments ago during Take-A-Mania, and you talked about going and buying lottery tickets. Someone, I think, just maybe issued you like just a warning label. The Mega Million is now $5 a ticket. So just so you know.
I'm out.
That's it. I'm out of the contest. Yeah.
I'm out.
$5 a ticket for the Mega Millions.
Five for Mega?
Yeah, man. Yep.
What are they trying to make this? This is like the luxury seating dynamic in pro sports.
Yeah. Dynamic pricing. Yeah, it's dynamic pricing.
What's it called when a neighborhood turns over and becomes more
gentrifying?
You're gentrifying Mega Millions.
They gentrified your lottery tickets. Is what
the hell?
Yes. Yeah. Bunch of town.
I grew up in this Mega Millions. Now I can't afford the neighborhood.
Bunch of townhomes. Bunch of townhomes and man caves and everything else. That's it, man. All right, so Bill Belichick sat down with Michael Strahan earlier this morning. Not got a chance to watch the interview yet. It's about 10 minutes long. It was on Good Morning America. It was live. Belichick wore a suit this time, not some moth-ridden sweatshirt of a school that he doesn't coach at anymore. This is the only clip I've seen so far, but this is the clip that kind of scratches us where we itch as far as like, okay, was he going to ask about this? Was he going to ask about that? Here's the exchange about Bill Belichick's personal relationship with, I've not listened to this yet, with Jordan Hudson.
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have good personal relationship. And, you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
You look happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach. Only happy people do yoga. Well, I know a lot's been made about all of this, and I just hope that the focus gets back on you and your. If you're happy, we're all happy for you.
I wish you
well at UNC. Good luck this year coaching and the art of winning.
You know
a lot about that, and I appreciate you being here this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity. Thanks a lot.
So it was a throwaway at the end of the interview. Oh, Strahan, you caved. Oh, you caved.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't roast any of these guys you're not going to get anything out of them.
But like, a throwaway at the end felt a little disingenuous. Like he's just like, okay, let's get this personal relationship, which I'm sure that exchange they both knew was coming. Like they talked before the interview.
He's
laughing with each other about it. Oh, Strahan.
I can't wait to watch the video of it because it almost sounded like I was going to get my jumping on the couch moment. Where like when Tom Cruise went all crazy for Katie Holmes.
Yes.
I thought that it sounded like he was smiling there when he said he was happy.
He was. I'm looking at the video right now. He's smiling. He is either smiling or is even keeled throughout that entire. Yeah. Oh my God. It's real. Wow. It's really unsettling.
It's like when Hugh Hefner discovered Viagra. It just changed everything for him.
Belichick's just kind of. It's weird to see him smile. It's very unsettling.
There's enough instances of him smiling. Yeah,
I'm just
out there.
Telling Usually you my reaction. It's very unsettling seeing him smile. Like he's
smile talking about a human.
Like his cheeks are up here and everything. So
you know what? I think if I were going to do this, and I say all this, I don't think people would be happy after generally the rule is if you don't get an answer out of somebody, people blame the interviewer.
Yeah.
Likewise, the interviewer gets a lot of credit when a guy is just ready to give a great answer and he gives it. So I feel like if I tried to do this interview, I would be criticized afterwards because I wouldn't get a good answer out of Belichick. But I might try to approach it in an indirect angle in that, look, obviously there's been a lot of changes in your personal life. And do you feel, is there some part about you that maybe – yeah, you feel reinvigorated or what have you, and see where he goes with it. I don't know.
That's in bounds.
I wouldn't have gotten a good answer out of it. But
I want to play. I want to Zapruder this thing one more time because I do think there was a point here where Strahan kind of paused and was hoping for something. He was hoping for what you were talking about. Like, I think there's a point where he put some, I think the yoga thing was put out there. Like, all right, I'm going to just get him comfortable talking about something that he does with this woman that he likes.
Yeah.
All right. So one more time, let's just approve.
What did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have a good personal relationship. And, you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
Heck, you look happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach. Only happy people do yoga. Well, I know a lot's been made about all of this, and I just hope that the focus gets
back. We're good.
Okay,
we're good.
This is the avenue you could take. And the person, maybe the next person that does the interview, having this now and seeing the way Belichick has responded a couple times in interviews, is sometimes specificity is the best way to approach it if you're trying to crack a hard case as an interviewer. And like if you go into the yoga, but also knowing that he's promoting a book that's about his life as a coach and the coaching side of it, obviously a huge part of being an NFL coach is a lot of interpersonal struggles sometimes with people and their families and the people that are close to them. You might want to try to pry it open that way somehow. Make it about the book and about some of the challenges. You got to read the whole book too, not just the press clippings, so you can bring up some part that other interviewers haven't asked.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just still hard. That's the hardest nut to crack right there, Bill Belichick.
All right, two things. One, the pause. There's definitely a pause when he asked about yoga, and I think he was hoping that Belichick would expand upon something, and he didn't. Yeah. So he's just wrapped up the interview, which I probably would have done too. Belichick answered awfully quickly when he said, "Are you happy?" Yep.
Yeah.
He was answered quick. Do you think he's, I don't know, man. Just based on that.
I think Belichick's always been whatever his version of happy is.
Yeah.
I think what makes him happiest is trying to win football games. And whatever his version of, like, whatever his biochemical state is when he's in that state, that's happiness to him.
Do you think he feels any of that outside, like all the criticism, all the stuff that, like, you and I talk about and everybody else is talking about? Like, you think people are getting into his head with that stuff?
I think that probably insofar as the outside noise seems to have permeated his family at least a little bit.
That's what I mean.
And
then
he's got a daughter-in-law criticizing his girlfriend on social media. That's the part that probably bothers him. So on the interpersonal side, like on the actual family side of things, it might be messing with him. But he's also, like, he's been through this in his career. He's had, you know, he had a romantic scandal when he was a coach with the Giants. He had a relationship with one of the secretaries there whose husband went after the team because of it. Yeah. It was like there's been, it's not like he's never had drama in his personal life.
I feel like, no, you're absolutely right about that. He feels like, to me, somebody who is the ultimate at being able to compartmentalize.
Yeah,
Belichick, Belichick strikes me as somebody who has no problem cutting somebody off. Who, regardless of the relationship, if it's family, if it's like, and that has to happen sometimes with some family relations. He's somebody who I think is very good at going, all right, you don't like it? Cool. Just not going to talk to you. You know?
Well, and also, you know, like happiness, nobody can actually define what is happiness in any particular person. But in terms of one of the things, one of the common variables for people who feel like they're leading a good life is that they have a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
And I feel like Belichick, as long as he's coaching a football team, has a sense of purpose. And it's obviously something that's extremely important to him.
Yeah.
I think that is... Like he would have given the same answer no matter what. Like when he was in the middle of his first divorce or when he was breaking up with that last girlfriend of his. I think in his he's got a purpose.
Yeah.
And he's happy to be working towards winning football games.
It's every little boy's dream. He wanted to win 6 Super Bowls and at the age of 73 date Miss Maine second runner up. It's every boy's dream.
Is that what you got? Second runner up.
Second runner up. She was first runner up last year. Second runner up this time around.
I feel like if you're the Miss Maine people, you really hope that she doesn't win it this year now that she's got a high-profile boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
That would be, you know, that's because you're just inviting all kinds of speculation as to it being rigged and all of that, especially when it's Belichick. I mean, like, clearly, like, they doctored her boob adhesive or something in a way that's illegal.
I'm surprised Belichick didn't break up with her over the second runner-up finish for Miss Maine. Not a champion, not a winner, and it's Maine. Like, it's not like it's Texas or something like that.
Like, what's the talent pool like in
Right,
Maine?
Right. It's like being the best football player in Rhode Island or something
statistically,
like that.
Statistically, your chances of being Miss Maine compared to being Miss Texas or Miss California or Miss Florida or something has got to be just huge.
Just based on numbers alone, you know, independent of the fact that Texas women are better looking than Maine women, just the sheer numbers, aren't there? There's like 40 women that live in the entire state up there in Maine. Like, she had like a 2% chance. just based on the total number? Is it 40? They got like 50 women in Maine.
No, Maine's got it quite. Maine's the 43rd most populated state.
Okay, okay.
According to this. That surprises me because there's not... Well, they do have Portland, Maine, whereas like some of those, like Vermont doesn't even have an actual city in it.
Right.
Wyoming. Yeah. Wyoming is the lead... we got district... that's included with Puerto Rico, so yeah. Maine's 42nd of the states.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah. Amy and I are going to Portland, Maine in a couple of weeks.
Are you?
Staying the night in Portland, Maine on Saturday, the week after Memorial Day. Yeah, we're going up to see Zach Brown Band in New Hampshire.
Ooh.
Yeah. Going to a Red Sox game.
I've never been to Maine. I'd like to go way, way, way up in Maine there, just where it's true wilderness.
Yeah, Portland is summer. Portland's like cosmopolitan Maine. You know, yeah. it's shouting distance from Boston. You want to go to Bangor is where you want to go. Way upstate.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bangor's way up.
Bangor.
My brother-in-law goes snowmobiling up there every year, and it's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, like 8 foot deep snow drifts and everything.
Yeah, man. We're going to see Zach Brown.
Do you know there's only 3.2 million people in Puerto Rico? I thought it would be bigger than that.
It's not that big an island, though. I mean,
I guess. Yeah, you're right.
It sounds like a lot to me. If you put the over under at 3.2 million, I would have taken the under just based on it's just not that big. John Lopez is here. Luke Morrow is here in for Reggie Atitoula. Gentlemen.
How are you?
How are we feeling today?
We're feeling fantastic. It's like that 70s show on In the Loop today.
Why is it that 70s?
Because
your t-shirts.
I was listening to Janis Joplin yesterday, so I put on my Janis Joplin shirt today. Figgy comes in talking about the mamas and the papas. We walk in and Luke's wearing a Rolling Stones shirt.
Were you listening to the Rolling Stones yesterday, Luke?
No, I wasn't. But like half my wardrobe are just band shirts. So yeah. I only have so many options. Okay.
So if you wear your t-shirts based on what you were listening to, I just have a big t-shirt of Amy. I was just listening to her talk yesterday. It's just a picture of her face. Yeah.
That sounds like an idea.
Why'd you wear that t-shirt? And now Amy, if she's listening right now, which she normally does, she's like, you don't listen to a word I say. What are you talking about?
What your Christmas present's going to be.
Every time she starts talking, you should just put on your Amy t-shirt and light the lighter. Or turn the flashlight on your
sway
phone.
Sway back
and
forth. Yeah, that'd be good. We were just playing some of the Belichick interview is in the books. Yeah, we were playing. He didn't go to... Stop me if you seem surprised. He didn't go too deep on his.
I'm not going to talk about that. You know
Jordan
that.
Hudson. Yeah, come on, Michael. You know that. You know that. But he smiled. He has teeth.
Yeah.
You know that, Bill Belichick. So there is that. Question of the day. Tonight.
Question of the day is based on, you know, I'm a golf freak. The PGA Championship, the big controversy up there is mud balls, which is.
Okay, I had not heard about this.
Yeah, they're all talking about it because that's why Scottie Scheffler hit one into the water yesterday. You're supposed to, or I should say, by and large, they let you, when the ball plants into the fairway, like on a wet fairway.
Yeah, like embedded in there.
Yeah, you can pick it up, clean it, and place it. They're not letting them do that.
You got to hit out of that
You
got to
hit out of that this year.
Oh, yeah.
So everybody's hot about that. And then last night, I'm watching the Astros game.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised, Luke, and you hadn't heard this before.
No. Some mud balls.
So last night, Yonner Diaz looked awful in an at-bat against Jacob DeGrom.
Which
did not make him unique by any stretch. And I turned to my wife. I said, gave him the old White Castle special.
That sounds like something on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looked at me like I had two heads. You've never heard of the White Castle special?
I have not heard of the White Castle special.
Three sliders in a row.
Wow. Man. Okay. It's a little dad joke-ish, you know?
But it's out there. Basically.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll bet you a lot of our listeners have heard the White Castle special.
Really? Yeah. Okay. It might be a little dated,
but it's...
I hadn't heard that before.
So...
Now I want sliders.
What are your favorite, or maybe even better, least favorite unique sports term?
Yeah, because I don't like that one. The White Castle special.
You don't like... I think it's awesome.
I don't like, and this is a very common one, and it's not a criticism of any of the many, many baseball broadcasters who use it. I just don't like it when they say pitcher is on the bump.
That's a good one.
I just said it feels like it's almost like I hear bump and I get like it's not really a bump. Okay, yeah. It annoys me and it's not. It's common. It's not like I don't judge people for using it. I've just never liked it.
I do.
So are you? Yeah. See, I feel like you like a lot of these.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, okay.
I judge people.
The bump. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're looking for either ones that people really like or really hate.
Can of corn.
Can of corn.
Oh, I don't like can of corn. Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Yeah. I'm not even a big fan of corn to begin with, let alone a pop-up.
I'll tell you what I don't like, and this is really stupid or whatever. I just don't like front runner in general because it can mean multiple different things. Like sometimes it's a negative, sometimes it's a positive.
Yeah.
I don't like front runner unless I know for sure. Like if you say Like, if somebody's the front runner, they're leading the division or whatever. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. But when in football, they'll say, oh, yeah, that guy's a front runner. And you're like, wait, is that a guy that's only good when the team is doing well? Or does it mean that he's like a guy who's leading the charge or what? I don't like that.
Bandwagon. We're already getting a bunch of them.
Oh, we're going to get some. And we got the play-by-play guy here. He's scratching off terms as we speak.
Oh, Luke.
From his repertoire.
Luke. These are all the terms you sounded dumb saying on play-by-play.
Yeah, it's good to know. This is like a focus group.
That's right. That's exactly right. By the way, Crosstalk sponsored by D&M Auto Leasing. I've got two.
Okay, I've been waiting.
Two that I hate. Mm-hmm. I hate when people call RBIs, runs batted in, steaks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Steak, ribeye.
It's the worst.
That's bad. Your White Castle one isn't nearly that bad. I just want to be clear.
I like my White Castle.
Now that you say it, I almost don't like ribbies either.
I've never liked ribbies.
Ribbies. So we're same page on that one. But steaks, oh, God. This is the worst one. And this is on my list of things that annoy me that I have on my phone here. Mm-hmm. It's at the top of the list. People that call championships, titles, people that call them chips.
Yeah.
When you call a title a chip, you sound like the biggest douchebag. Chip.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to tear up this room when I hear somebody
you
call
really
a title
don't like
a
chip.
I don't know what it is. That just rubs me the wrong way, man. Now, Luke's looking at me like he's used the word chip before.
No, I agree. Yeah. Along those same lines, I hate Tutty. For
Tutty!
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I hate Tutty.
Yeah, that's the worst. Tutty is the worst.
Tutty's awful.
You're putting it on your list as we speak.
It's awful. Checking to see if it's already on the list, to be honest with you.
I can just feel Mark Vandermeer squirming and waiting and saying, and waiting for me to say this one, because Mark Vandermeer, one of my best friends, I've told him this to his face. I can do without Fresh Four.
Oh! Shots fired. Boy, John Lopez is taking all kinds of prisoners over to NRG this week.
With a fresh four. I've told him. And he's come in the studio saying, I didn't say it, Lopez.
Oh, I've heard him say it before.
No, in a particular.
Oh,
I didn't say fresh four yesterday, Lopez.
I love that. All right, one other one that's on my list of things, the list of sayings that I hate. I don't even know if this is a sports saying necessarily. Let's keep it a buck.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
People that want to keep it 100. Now, I'm okay with keeping it 100.
Ron Shaw usually says that a lot.
I'm okay with keep it 100 because it's been mokeramed, right? Do we have that? Like, we're going to hear that in a minute or two when you guys get the show started. I hate keep it a buck.
Yeah.
Hate. Not as much as chip.
Yeah.
Hate chip. Oh, do I hate chip?
He hates chip.
I also hate using zero as part of a score when people say 7-0. It's not 7-0, it's 7-0.
Say zero.
You do? Oh, I hate you.
But that's
for that.
The journalistic geek in me.
Yeah, I have like 50 things. Kirk Ferentz is on the list. Ferentz, expressing a point like this when you write it, when you put a period after five words in a row. Oh, you're the worst.
Kirk Ferentz is on the list. You mean like the actual name? Anytime someone says
No. Well, probably because it reminds me of the human being. Not a big Kirk Ferentz guy, Yeah, I got a lot of things on that list, but you guys got a show to do. Just don't say chip. That's all I ask.
10:40.
Right? Yeah, 10. Oh, 10:40. I cannot wait. I might have alcohol for that. Just get worked up.
The text line is going to be good on that one.
It's already good.
Do some. You might have to just compile some from the text line. And
oh, God, there's one that I'm going to put on. Thank you, 832. Giving flowers.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Oh, my God. Oh, and it's an epidemic. Oh, I'm going to give him his flowers. Oh, I hate that so much.
If people could see the ferocity with which Seth was pointing at the YouTube camera
and it's hard
with a pencil in his hand.
A lot of young athletes say it. C.J. Stroud has said it quite a few times, I hate it every time I hear it from anybody.
Oh, this is going to be great.
I'm
going to
give him his flowers.
This is going to be great. Giving flowers is the lamest ever. Putting on a clinic. I don't want to steal from your show.
All right,
I don't want to steal from your show.
We'll
no, I'm reading.
These are these for 15 minutes.
I can do it for 4 hours. All right.
I feel alive again.
Seth, antibodies.
Jordan Hudson. I love her.
I feel alive again.
Antibodies and flowers to you.
Antibodies, get a chip.
Knew it. All right, we're done. We're out of time. Hey, everybody have a great weekend out there. You're listening to KILT AM, KILT FM HD2, Houston, an Odyssey sports station.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.